Oh, what a great start.
Alrighty, and welcome to the second episode of the Surf Radio Podcast. My name is Shandy, and with me today is...
D-Lad, that's me.
Yes, sir. Owner of Lavish Studios, and my good friend, engineer galore. What else is your title here? Producer. Singer, rapper.
Yes, sir.
Talented motherfucker. Yeah. That's what it is.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Anyways, if you are wondering why we sound like we just woke up from the grave, is because it is currently 11:30 and I am off of 5 hours of sleep. And yeah, so that's what we're doing. So today, what are we talking about, man?
I don't know. Like, we got some things on the agenda today.
We got some topics made by the one and only Cosmic Mind here.
Cats.
All right, so start off. How was your week, man?
My week, pretty uneventful, to be honest. I mean, I made some tracks from here and there, you know.
Nice.
And I'm trying to get some collabs from Ottawa.
So your sister's birthday is just
Completely forgot about that. Yeah, my sister's birthday was yesterday, so happy belated birthday.
Yeah.
Natty D, you know, she's wonderful. She's a good sister. You know, it was a good time.
Yeah. As he's saying that, his hands behind his back, you know what I mean? let's get right into it, man.
Let's do it.
Yeah, so we got a list of topics here. What do we want to start with?
Oh, I don't know.
All right, man. So what are you listening to these days, bro?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, I've been getting really into a lot of R&B. Like, ooh. I mean, I've always been into R&B, but... You know, now I'm like following it religiously.
Really?
You know?
Okay. What are you like, new school or old school? Like,
right now? More new school. Okay, I believe. Okay. So like, I'm trying to hop on like more underground.
LMA or like underground? Or
like, more underground, actually. Yeah. Like, there was an artist that I heard about a long time ago, but it's been a while since he released music. And he's known as LA. It's spelled LHA, but pronounce it LA.
Wow, what do you think of Jaquez saying he's the king of R&B?
Oh, I mean, like, he's good and all. Like, I'm not saying that.
It was a joke, bro. It was like a meme for a solid month and a half. Like,
you know, like, this guy, like, Jaquez, he's good. But I wasn't impressed with his
new
project.
I've never heard a song by him. So like,
never. No, his new project, I was actually impressed. Like, because I like listening to albums all the way through.
Yeah, for sure.
So I really liked his album that he recently released. I forget what it's called, but that's the bad part, right? Oh, okay. I don't remember it much. But I just remember the intro track being nice because at the beginning, it just introduces like his entire timeline before that point, and it's just like clips of saying like, oh, you have to choose like football or music, you have to choose like all this stuff. And then after it gets to like that point, and then the song starts. So that was memorable, but I don't remember the actual song in general.
Okay, so I have a two-part question for you about R&B. Okay, first of all, can you use autotune in R&B? Like, what's your, like, because there's like artists now, like for example, like Tory Lanez, he's like R&B artist slash rapper, and like, but like, he uses, like, he does do some music without autotune, but a lot of his music he is heavily influenced, like, using that autotune sound in R&B. What is your thoughts on like actually using a lot, like, R&B in, like,
well, actually, to be honest, autotune is used in every song you hear.
Yeah, obviously, you know, I'm not talking about
the Travis Scott effect,
Oh, okay, like, I'm not talking about just like pitch correction, but I mean, like, actually, like, the T-Pain, like, you know what I mean? Like, the, like, because, like, old school, it wasn't, like, that type of sound wasn't, like, you know what I mean? But, like, is it a natural progression for R&B, or is it, like, something that, like, is frowned upon?
Well, I do understand what you mean by Tory Lanez uses, like, that heavy auto-tune in some of his tracks.
Like, I fuck with it, but, like...
But those tracks I consider not to be R&B. I consider those to be more melodic rap kind of thing.
Yeah, for sure.
But I feel like traditional R&B, like, you know, like Bryson Tiller, like, traditional new R&B, you know? But, like, obviously back then it was all about the vocals, all about that range, you know? But, you know, in the new age... every artist uses autotune, but obviously artists like Bryson Tiller and things like that, like, and people like that, they do know how to sing, so they don't need to have that much of a range of autotune.
Okay,
But Tory Lanez, when it comes to singing at a fast pace, mm-hmm. it's kind of harder to keep the pitch right and things mm-hmm. like that. So that's why the auto tune's more noticeable.
All
right. But, but I do know what you mean. Mm-hmm. But I find that you can use auto tune. Like, there's no crime against it.
Yeah.
You know, it's, okay. it's something that you just gotta have in there to give it more of that, you know, like, flavor, to give it more of that, like, more digital feel to it.
Okay. So like I said, it was a 2-part question. The second part is, The Weeknd, do you consider him like a full-on R&B artist or a pop artist? Because I've heard both. Like, a lot of people, like, I've heard some people say, like, his old stuff is, like, R&B, but, like, the new stuff, especially Starboy, was more of a pop album than R&B. But, like, there's, I feel like it's just a mixture. Like, there's literally songs, like, there's so many songs on Starboy where I'm like, this is an R&B track, you know what I mean?
So, like, well, actually, The Weeknd is one of my favorite artists because he was definitely one of my inspirations because his biggest inspiration was Michael Jackson. So, yeah, like, that's so
Michael's the GOAT.
Michael is the GOAT. Love that guy. Followed him religiously when I was younger. So, obviously, you know, great. And I believe that, you know,
as we're talking about him, Netflix just released Surviving Neverland. So take that with a grain of salt. Anyways, The Weeknd.
The Weeknd. Yeah. So, I mean, I do understand that Starboy was a very poppy kind of sound, but that was like his only album that was really that poppy. Everything else that he released in the past, like from his very first tapes, like House of Balloons and things like that as well.
Yeah.
It was more alternative R&B to me. It was dark and mysterious and very, you know, seductive in some way. It wasn't more like a soulful kind of R&B. It's more alternative. So, but that was what made his sound, right? And I find that he went poppy for Starboy was just because that one song on Beauty Behind the Madness, what's it called again? Can't Feel My Face. Okay, that one, it was really poppy and a lot of people latched onto it.
Oh yeah, like my parents figure, like, now know who The Weeknd is because of that song.
Yeah, that song put him on the map, as a pop artist.
Yeah, exactly.
Then that's when he decided to make Starboy. And to be honest, there are some songs on Starboy that are not as poppy as people think. All I Know, the one with Future. I find that one not poppy at all. That one's nice.
It's the thing is with, like, people thinking songs are pop is, like, pop, it has a sound, but it's not pop. It's, like, it's popular music, you know what I mean? It's, like, it has a sound, but, like, it takes elements from all different genres to make it popular music, you know what I mean? So it's, like, certain songs may sound like it's influenced by pop, but I don't think it would, like, be completely considered pop, you know what I mean? Like, the title that you're giving, alternative R&B, I like that title, because that really encompasses, I feel like, what it sounds like.
Yeah, like if you hear his album Trilogy, which is like the three mixtapes that he released altogether, like, he came out with some weird shit.
A lot
of weird shit, and it's like, it's a whole different level of R&B in like his own category, and that's what inspired a lot of dark R&B kind of things. Like, I consider, like, Black's music kind of like that kind of tone as well in some ways, but not really as dark as The Weeknd, because I feel, because he did go through a lot as an artist and as a person in his life. So
like that Black and, like, artists like Black and Bryson Tiller really interest me because they started off as rappers and then they switched into like actual, like, R&B singers. So like it's interesting, like, the progression as artists, you know what I mean? Like, do you find that, like, for me, like, knowing that Black used to rap, it changes my perspective on his, like, musical writing ability. Like, do you, like, does that, like, for example, like, a singer turning rapper is, like, looked at, well, not anymore, but, like, it used to be looked at as kind of weird because, like, just the connotation of the different genres and, like, what you're bringing to the table. Is it like because I'm a hip-hop head, right? So, like, looking at it from, like, a person that listens to R&B, does it change your perception of that artist knowing that he used to rap and now he's singing?
Not at all.
No, okay.
No, I find that you know, artists that start out rapping and then turn into singing. It's more like they have the lyrical ability a lot more than other R&B artists. Because a lot of, like, traditional R&B artists, their lyrical sense isn't the most grand thing ever. You know, they have... They don't have that much vocabulary, it's different, right?
For like most other genres of music, because like it's acceptable to have writers, you know what I mean? It's just now in hip-hop that like it's kind of okay to have a ghostwriter, but like it, like if you used to have a ghostwriter, you're like, you're not a rapper, you know what I mean? You lose all respect in the community type shit. So like, okay, pivoting on like mixtape, you were talking about Trilogy and his mixtapes and stuff. What do you think of the re-release of "Best I Ever"? "So Far Gone" by Drake. Like, did you listen to it?
To be honest, I didn't even listen
really? To it. Really? Oh man, that took me down a trip down memory lane. Like, it was But like, okay, so what are your thoughts on Drake as an artist then? Like, do you like it's like, no, because it's interesting, man. Because like the way I look at it, he was the first. Like, obviously, it's been done before, but like. Man, like, just his circumstance, like, him as a person being not only from Canada, his upbringing and everything, like, and then being co-signed by Wayne and all that stuff, like, I feel like he was one of the biggest artists, like, that brought rap into the pop realm, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, just growing up, like, rappers like Drake were the first ones that got my parents, like, listening to, like, oh, this is a good song and it's rap. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it was like the first time where I was like, oh, wow, a rapper is really being played on the radio. It also may be different because in Canada, like, I mean, we're in Canada, right? And Drake's Canadian. So, like, he's obviously going to be champion. But, like...
Well, Drake as an artist, I feel like you can't really hate the guy. Because seeing where he came up from, like, people go like, oh... You know, his started from the bottom shit and stuff like that. Like, oh, he didn't start from the bottom or anything like that. But regardless of what it is, he managed to, you know, have that jump start and take advantage of it and make it into his own business and into his own, like,
exactly. It's the same thing I say with, like, Kylie Jenner just became the youngest billionaire, bro. Yeah. Like, they say she's the youngest self-made billionaire, right? Obviously, like, she had a platform when she started, but, like, she's the richest out of all of the sisters. Like, all of them. Like, yeah, she's a billionaire. Like, she... the entire family. Like, she turned her situation... Like, she used her situation and, like, really, like, pimped it out. Like, she became an entrepreneur. Like, you know what I mean? Like...
Yeah, it's a lot better because a lot of, you know... people that start out with a lot of money, they just live in their parents' wealth.
They're stagnant. Exactly. Yeah. Like,
they live in their parents' wealth. They just, like, enjoy it. But she actually turned it around, made it into her own business, and took advantage of that. And now, she's...
Like, and she's not just doing it off of just, like, the show or whatever. Like, she has her own cosmetic line. Like, bro, like, there's so many artists that, like, got their cosign, like, the Kylie cosign and blew up. Like, Russ, PNB Rock, like, literally just... Instagram or Snapchat story of her listening to their music, they blow up. You know what I mean? Like, it's like the power that she holds, like, she cultivated that, bro. Like, literally, if she just, like, if she chose not to, like, put herself out there, she could have lived her entire life and coasted. But, like, she literally took her, like, obviously, bro, like, the thing is, it's like, if you want to really go down that path, then nobody's self-made, you know what I mean? Yeah. Unless you didn't have money, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like...
Unless if you're like, literally $0 in the bank.
Exactly, you know what I mean? Like,
which is, you know, pretty much impossible. You got to start with investments, you got to start with all this.
Well, I mean, it's not impossible. Like, there are people, you know what I mean? Like, obviously, like, Diddy, Jay-Z, like, these guys, like...
But you got to start with something, right? You got to start with some sort of money.
If you, like, if you want to, like, really nitpick, it's like, bro, like, at that point, you're just like, do something that, like, you do something.
Yeah,
that,
like,
you
know, do something. Like, with,
it's like, but people always say, oh, if I had $1 million, I would be there. No, you wouldn't.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
You're just spending 4 hours a day playing video games, bro. Like, no, like, shut up.
Exactly.
Like,
no, that, yeah.
If you're doing that now when you don't have shit, you, like, imagine what you would be doing when you're in her position. You know what I mean? Like,
And that's how I feel about Drake, too, you know? People go like, oh, he didn't start from the bottom, he didn't start from the bottom. And I never got on that train because I was like, nah, like, you know, he brought himself up and yeah, obviously that
people
gives
people forget
you...
how much scrutiny he like got from like he went from Jimmy on Degrassi to like rapping. You know how weird that is to everybody that knew him, like that were fans of him. It's like
as an actor.
And yeah, exactly. And now he's been the biggest artist for the past 10 years.
Yeah, like, see, that's crazy. The thing is like if you're known as something else, usually that tends to stick with you. But he managed to just completely obliterate that entire thing.
Whatever he touches is gold. Like it's crazy, man.
It's crazy. And but that's how I think of Drake as an artist, you know. There's no way you can hate him. Like I understand if you're not a fan of his music, but there has to be at least one Drake song that stays on your mind.
It bumps all the time, bro. Exactly.
He just needs that one liner or anything like that just to stick with
that's
anything.
The thing that he has, man. Like even like some songs he just like
the entire song could say nothing at all.
But he has those quotables. That's the thing, you know what I mean?
You know? Yeah. Like
run it, the one on
Yeah.
Bro, that was like one of the first like obviously memes were there before, but like that really got me into memes. Like literally, I don't know if you. There was this one where it was like Kermit the Frog, and like it was like running through this, and like he would just when it dropped, he goes ape shit in like the meme. That and then like that got me hooked on memes, bro.
Yeah,
like,
man,
I remember that shit.
Oh, memes. I feel like memes have to play a huge thing, like play a huge thing,
bro,
in promotion now.
Bro, Bird Box, literally they use. Bro, no, there's a conspiracy that like they use memes to market the movie.
Yeah.
No, that's. I don't think it's a conspiracy. I think it's true. Like literally, nobody knew like what this movie was, and then memes started coming out, like after the movie came out.
Yeah.
And like, I didn't know a single person that watched the movie, and then. The next day, after me and my dad watched it, everybody had watched the movie because they saw the memes about it. Literally. I was like, literally, bro, like, the power of a meme? Insane.
It is.
It's like, crazy, insane. Man. Like, that's how people are marketing now, man. It's like, so the power of social media is crazy.
Yeah,
bro.
And honestly, Twitter has become so big to, like, bro, to a point now. Like, it always used to be popular.
Yeah.
But the thing is, now... It's so likely to get retweet. Like, you need is
crazy.
That one retweet.
One guy that has the
like
connects,
50K
bro.
50K followers, exactly. And then you're done. Like, you just sit back and enjoy
it. It's insane,
the ride.
Man. It's insane. And that's man. Like, that's what I'm trying to do now. Like, I'm trying to diversify all platforms. You know what I mean? Like, Instagram is like, it's not like a crazy following, but like it's something decent, you know what I mean? Now like I'm branching out to Twitter, trying to get that popping, but it's nice, man. Like I like the process of building something, you know what I mean? So like the fact that I'm starting at ground zero with Twitter is cool because it's also like I can't do the same shit on Instagram on Twitter that I do on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like I understand that Instagram is just all about content. You just have to keep posting every day, make sure like all your comments, you engage and everything. But it's different with Twitter. It's not just tweeting. You know what I mean? You have to like really reach out to people, talk to people.
You have to retweet a bunch of shit. You gotta comment on people's stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, you gotta
it's more like building a community, and like it's not like you're following me because you fuck with what I'm doing. It's more like, we all follow each other and talk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's way different. It's cool. Like, so, like, it's interesting building all these different platforms. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I find that Twitter's a really, like, how do you say this? I find that Twitter is not really a place where people hate on each other as much as like you would think. I swear to God. No, I swear.
Bro,
like,
when
I'm on Twitter,
there's
literally
a term called Twitter warrior.
I know but like still. No, but what I mean is like there are still people that hate on comments.
Nah,
there's
like,
always going to be those people, right?
Yeah, bro.
But what I mean is
I
feel like there's
kidding.
People are a lot more supportive on Twitter when it comes, because people like post selfies or whatever and then they go like, "Oh, like post your selfies and let's all support each other.
Yeah,
let's all do this." Like I see those
That's
tweets
dope.
Everywhere.
That's dope.
And I find that nice,
yeah,
you know?
Man.
And I see somewhere it's like, "Oh, if you're Latino, like retweet this and like comment your IG and stuff like that, and it's all follow each other and like people do with other ethnicities and stuff like that, so it's nice.
Yeah,
it's a nice
dope.
place, but obviously there are those
people
that go like, man, fuck your shit,
man. Like my thing with hate comments, I've never understood the concept of not liking something so much to take 5 minutes out of your day to tell that person that doesn't care about your opinion how much you hate that person. Like, really think about it. Like, how much does your life suck? Like, it doesn't make sense. I've never, like, bro, even if I don't like something, like, I'm not going to waste my time to, like, make that person feel bad. Like, why? That doesn't make sense, man. Like,
I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that I bring you down. To make sure that I hate your
shit. But it's so funny. Like, literally, when I get hate comments, I just reply and be like, yo, thank you so much, blah, blah, blah. And they're, like, literally, for the, like...
And then, like, after they change it into a good comment.
Bro, like, literally, like,
oh, bro, no hard feelings, bro.
Three out of five times, they'll literally reply back, like, oh, yo, I'm just kidding, man. Like, yo, you're dope, man. No, it'll be like, yo, your flow is trash, blah, blah, blah. But, and I'll be like, oh, yo, it's okay, man. Thanks for supporting. And then they'll be like, I'll work on it. And then they'll be like, yo, but the bars are crazy. You know what I mean? It's like, what?
Yo,
like,
that already tells you right there how fake social media is sometimes, bro.
Like, oh, man.
Like, some people just do it for shits and giggles, and then after that...
It's also like somebody with fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin as their fucking profile picture with like following 1,000 with 2 followers. Like, I don't really give a shit, bro. Like, you don't have the confidence enough to use your actual account. Like, the fuck you. Like, I don't give a shit.
Oh, my God. Like, yeah, that's what I mean.
Bro, it's social media, man. Like, it's... Man, like...
It's so big now.
Oh,
like,
bro,
it's... so big. I can't go...
There's children that literally, like, their existence... Like, bro, we remember when, like... We weren't allowed on social media. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, now kids are like,
I didn't even need to be, bro. Like, I would just go outside and I'd start like, bro, like, playing my friends down the street.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, nobody ever did that. Come on, none of our generation, like, really, like, I mean,
I'm not even kidding. You can ask like my day one friends, like from when I moved to Ottawa.
Obviously, like when we were like kid, like. But the thing is like, over. So many, bro. Like, literally, my neighbors, like we would like. Okay, we played, like, road hockey a bit, but, like, out of the 5 hours that we're hanging out, we're inside playing video games for 4 of them.
You want to know what I used to do?
What?
I used to, you know, Nerf guns?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Yo, Nerf Wars, bro. Yo,
Nerf Wars?
Bro, the amount of bullets I've lost, like, man. Bro. Oh, and then we'd have to, like, beg our parents to go to Walmart, get the 100-pack. Oh, man.
Yo, and you were the shit when you had like the freaking arsenal of weapons, and then you just supply like, everyone with
and
shit.
Then, yo, remember when you had to go and like go through all of the different types of bullets, because all the guns had different types of bullets, but there was some that you can use that bullet in every gun.
Yeah,
like they were like oh man, were the days, bro.
I remember I used to like, I never owned an Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to have, like, cousins and friends that always owned an Xbox.
Yeah, that was me. Like, I never had video games, but, like, all my, like, homies had
video games. I've been PlayStation my entire life.
Yeah.
But Xbox, I loved the game Halo. That game was so much fun. And I remember I used to play all the time. And then the Nerf guns, they looked like Halo guns. They looked like
Halo guns. So, literally,
I remember me and my childhood friend Dario, we spray painted my Nerf guns to make them look like real guns. It was fucking sick. Yo, like, I remember that. Dope. Man, good days. But yeah, man, it's like
back to social media.
Yo, nah, social media is taking over.
Bro, it's crazy. Yeah, like, bro, like, literally, like, that's what we did when we were kids. Now, kids literally get a phone when they're 5 years old and that they get Instagrams.
That pisses me off so much.
It doesn't really piss me off, because that's just human evolution at this point. You know what I mean? Like, it's interesting where technology is actually going. If you look at kids now, like, kids under 5.
They know, bro, how to work my phone better than I do.
Not only that, bro. Just, like, watch how they use the phone. Like, if they want to search something, instead of going to Google and typing it, they say it. You know, bro, in amazing. 15 years, when those 5-year-olds, like, those 3 to 5-year-olds are 18 to 20... The world is going to be using... Because, bro, technology is going to cater to the youngest common denominator. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So those kids are going to be so used to voice command that Alexa, Google Home...
They're going, like, to be in every house.
Bro, not only every house. That's... bro, right now, when I search shit, when I write, it's faster for me to just say it into my phone. Because, like, my phone now knows how I type, too. So, like... the slang and stuff, if I say it, it'll type it down. It's crazy, man. Like, technology, like, the advancements of technology is crazy, bro.
No, it's ridiculous because I have a baby cousin, right? And he uses, like, an iPad.
Yeah.
He's been using it since he was, like, three or, like,
four.
So
how old is he now?
He's, oh, my gosh.
I think. You're a horrible
person. No. Sorry. He's been using it since he was two, and now he's four. Wait, is he four? Yeah, he's four. He's four.
If you're listening to this,
I'm so sorry.
He still loves you.
Ben and Carol, I know your son's age, I swear. but anyways, like, he's been using it since such a young age, and the reason for it is because both of his parents work, and you know, and they don't have time to spend with him, and I understand, that's okay, you know, but I find that's usually the result, because it, like, keeps them away from like being a disturbance or like anything like that.
It's
as
the
well
same thing, bro. When we were young, like, when where our parents couldn't deal with us, they would just say, go sit in and watch TV. Like, before that, it was go sit and read a book. Like, it's just the same shit, different pile, bro. Like, it's just like, this is, people may hate it, but we're not gonna devolve. This is a human evolution. Technology is gonna kill us. Like, the robots are gonna kill us all. The Matrix is gonna become real. Literally, Elon, there was this thing, it could have just been some made-up internet shit, but I read this a while back, that Elon Musk, Stephen Hawking when he was live, and all these, like, the smartest people in the world, they've been trying to prevent AI from happening, because once it gets to a certain point, it's gonna take over, because, bro, the thing with humans that stop us from, like, okay... that stop us from wiping each other off the planet is empathy.
Yeah.
Like, just like...
feelings, emotion. Bro,
like, yeah, exactly. So, like, a robot's not gonna have that. It's gonna work at the most efficient pace. So, if they realize, yo, these animals are causing this Earth to, like, causing our, like, place to die... we're going to have to we have to kill 50% of them for the Earth to survive. They're going to kill 50% of us and not feel a thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be the new life form. And, like, in 100, 200, 500, however long it takes, they're going to kill us all.
Low-key, as you're talking about this, I'm, like, shitting my pants right now. Like, I really don't. Yo, if a robot just straight up comes up to me and goes, like, you're fucking dead, I'm just like, I'm dead, bro. Like, there's no way to talk him out of it, you know? Yeah. It's just, you're dead.
Yeah, right, bro. There. Like, it's, no, like, the thing is, it's, like, that's what happens when, like, capitalism, like, literally, the world is run by capitalism, bro. Like, so, like, literally, if it makes money to make a robot that makes me pancakes, somebody's going to make that. And then somebody, because they're bored, is going to rewire that robot that makes pancakes into be able to also flip eggs. And then and then one day, it's going to literally be tying my shoelaces. And then
one day, it's going to buy your house.
I was going to go, one day, it's going to take my shoelaces and strangle me. But, like, bro, like, think about it, bro. Like, it's going to, one day, it's going to learn that it's our bitch. And then it's going to want to kill us. Like, for example, lion, like, the way that we, the way that we developed, we shouldn't go over there because lions are going to kill us, is because, like, it's our fear, you know what I mean? The humans ran into lions, and the lions have killed us. That's how we know to be scared of lions, you know what I mean? These robots aren't going to be scared of shit, like, you know what I mean? Like, they're gonna have a purpose ingrained in them, and then they're just gonna do that shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy, bro.
It's honestly terrifying to know that our world is either gonna die naturally or it's just gonna get owned by robots.
Either
way, we're screwed,
bro. Yeah, man. But, like, yeah, bro. Like, technology is crazy. Like, we're living in, like, IG and a Snapchat is literally augmented reality. Like, you literally can put up your phone and make a mini you dance on a table.
Yeah.
Like, in, like, 20 years, that's going to be a contact lens.
Yeah.
Like, and we're going to literally just
see... already there with Google Glass. It's already kind of there.
Is that still a thing, man?
I don't know. Is it? I mean, I think it is, yeah.
Oh, man.
I remember seeing the Google Glass for the first time in like a and women's abuse commercial or whatever. It was like she was wearing like a Google Glass. It was really impactful, actually. Uh-huh. It was she was wearing a Google Glass the entire day, and then she gets home, and then her husband's there, and then her husband just like smacks her or whatever, and then after her Google Glass falls, and then it's like the guy, and then the husband is really disturbing, and it's like horrible, but like it's,
wait,
it's,
this
it's,
was a commercial.
It wasn't the commercial for Google Glass. Oh.
I was so confused.
No. If like, that was a commercial for Google Glass, Google would be done, bro. No, it was to promote awareness for abuse and stuff like that. So, that was how I heard about Google Glass, though, which is weird. Okay. You know, I never heard about that's it through crazy. Google, but yeah. So we're already kind of there with that.
That's crazy. Yeah. No. Like. I haven't heard about Google Glass forever. Like, it was hot for, like,
a year,
a couple months when it was first coming out. And then, like, people realized, if I wear it, people are going to be thinking I'm recording them all the time. I'm like not going to buy this. You know what I mean?
It's like AirPods.
Well, yeah, AirPods, you just look like a dick.
That's why I sold mine.
Oh, I still have mine. Bro, they're, like, so efficient.
They
like,
are efficient. That's the thing, but...
Like, if you use them, like, the thing is, bro, like, literally, I can go from in my house to in my car and not have to take them out or anything. Like, my phone will literally just connect to my car, and then when I leave the car, my phone will just connect to my AirPods. You know what I mean? And then, like I'll be at work, I'll watch YouTube. Like, I watch podcasts and stuff, like, but, like, sometimes, like... It'll come up on YouTube earlier than Spotify, right? Mm-hmm. So I'll watch it on Spotify, but I'll plug in my phone, like, in the charger and be on at the other end of the store and just working. You know what I mean? And it's like it's convenient for stuff like that. Like mm-hmm. if you're actually practically using it, like that. That's why I bought them. Like when I was working, like I'd be cooking and stuff, and like the wire would always like slip and like my earphones would fall. So like that's why I got them because like. It's like,
yeah, they're actually a huge convenience.
Yeah, I mean, but I do agree you look like a dick.
Oh yeah, 100%. Like no, but I heard the one thing I'm not impressed about them though is that they don't have that many functions.
Oh bro, no, like the thing is
like the only function I know they have is the double tap and you open Siri. I never
no,
use Siri.
No, you can change it. You what can you change mean? The what that double tap does.
What?
Yeah, for me it's the next song.
Fuck! Why did I sell it then? Shit, I thought that entire thing was just for Siri.
No, you
because
can go into
it says in the instructions.
No, you can go into settings and change it.
Oh,
like you can
my
change
goodness.
It to pause. You can change it to like next song, previous song. Like you can
oh,
have
wait,
it.
Oh, yeah,
so,
no, that's when you have the music app open. But what
No. Like go into your settings and you can change what the double tap does on each ear. So like if you always have both ears in, you can have one ear tap like you can tap one ear and it'll go forward, and then the other ear you tap it and it'll go previous.
Are you serious?
Yeah, bro.
Fuck. No idea. Oh, God.
But, bro, like, isn't that insane, bro? Bluetooth earphones have been around for forever. But, like,
AirPods
Apple,
maybe.
Like, it's marketing, bro. It's, like, literally everything Apple does is behind Android.
Everything,
like, everything. Yeah. But, like, literally, bro. Like,
it's for the brand. It's,
bro, like, Apple. Everybody's blown away by iPhone, like, the face recognition on iPhone X. It's, like...
That shit's been on, like, the S3. Like,
that's what I'm saying, like, bro. Like, it's... And, like, AirDropping... AirDropping, I specifically remember, because when the Galaxy S3 yeah. came out, it was, like... That was the height of, like, the Sri Lankan cricket team. So, me and my dad would always be watching, like, the cricket matches. And, like, that was the ad that kept going. And, literally, they could airdrop. Like, it wasn't called airdrop. It was, like, something similar, like, Bluetooth sending, like, pictures and shit. But, like, that's what it was. Like, but, like, Apple just repackaged it, called it airdrop. And, like, it's the most amazing thing.
The day know? I got introduced to AirDrop, I was so fascinated. No, it was actually recently. It was when I went to Cuba, I believe. No, it was when I went to Cuba.
Yeah, bro. Like you came
and
back.
I didn't have Wi-Fi or anything, right? Yeah. So then I was like, oh, like send me the pictures, and I was like, I can't, like I don't have Wi-Fi or anything. They're like, just AirDrop. I'm like, wait a second. I'm like, that doesn't need Wi-Fi, and they're like,
Bluetooth,
no, it's Bluetooth. Yeah. And I was like.
Yeah, bro.
Oh shit.
Yeah, bro. Like,
and it sends it like full quality, yeah. like perfect. Like, I was so impressed. Yeah. I was so fascinated.
Oh yeah, that was the thing. Like when I was in Sri Lanka. So, fun fact: the Mr. Miyagi video is shot all on iPhone. Because we're broke.
Yeah, that is. We actually are.
And that is a first world. That was the most first world shit you can say. I'm broke, but I have an iPhone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like, literally, my cousin was sending like the files through WhatsApp, but some of them were too long, so he airdropped them to me. The airdropped like videos were complete MOV full quality, while WhatsApp converted it into an MP4 and like lowered the quality.
Yeah.
So like, it's crazy how like I ended up getting everything airdropped because of that. Like, it's crazy. But I remember when I first started doing the 52 Weeks of Bars and we did a couple videos, like, you were so adamant about using AirDrop. Like, I think this was when you just came back from Cuba.
Yeah.
And, like, you're like, yo, just AirDrop. No. No Dropbox. AirDrop, man. I was like,
yeah, I was like, AirDrop.
I was like, okay. Like, it's not that deep, bro. Okay.
Yeah. Like, it's so convenient. Yeah, oh, my goodness.
Man, technology's crazy, man.
Technology is crazy, man. Holy shit. Bro. And, like, technology and using it with marketing yourself with music and everything.
Bro, like it's
so out there.
It's amazing, you know? Man. Like, literally, because of social media and technology, don't worry, I'm watching the time.
Okay.
Because of social media and technology now, the power's back with the artists, man. It's amazing. Like, literally, you have all the leverage. Because it's on you. Even, like, labels, like, they want you to build the audience now. Like they don't want it, like, obviously, there's, like, industry plans and shit, but, like,
bro, like, it's not even a thing to get signed by a label anymore, which is actually a bad thing in some sort of way. Because if you want
to... It's just, like, you need to know, like, you have to be able to bring leverage so that you don't get fucked over.
Yeah.
Like, you need to know your worth. Like, what I've been actually looking into is these tech companies that are signing artists. Like, Travis and Saha the Prince, they have... they're signed through Sony.
Yeah.
And it's completely different because Sony, what they do is they take your music. They still have the connects because it's a tech company. But they don't want, like, your masters. Because right now it's the beginning of these tech companies doing this. You know what I mean? They just want the artists because they understand that having the artists themselves is such, like, it gives them brand leverage. You know what I mean? Like, saying that you're working with Travis Scott, the amount of shit that you can get just because of that, like he's now a super. That's another crazy thing. The trajectory of Travis Scott's career, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
He is, like, a legit superstar now.
Yeah.
Man, but, like, it's, like, people, like, unless a label is really gonna, like, help you, like, they're doing business with you, you're gonna get fucked in the ass.
Yeah.
Like, bro, like, it's crazy.
No, that's the thing. I always, like, thought for myself, I'm like, I don't want to get signed to a record label, but I would like to be, like, sponsored by, like, some sort of brands or something. Like, I know this is, like, a really weird example, but Lil Yachty and Target.
Oh, did Lil Yachty and Nautica.
Oh, yeah, true.
That is crazy.
Well.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, no, but I'm not even kidding.
I saw the Target one. Yeah,
no.
Well.
That's crazy, bro. No, but that's what it is, man. Like, putting yourself into, like, you have to turn yourself into a brand.
Yeah.
Lil Yachty turned himself into a brand, bro.
Oh, his music, like, is so trash, but his music is so trash, but.
I'm calling Minnesota. Bro, I love, like, if.
But the thing is, for some reason. The thing is, he can rap.
Exactly. Okay, if for some reason, Lil Yachty, if you ever hear this, I fuck with you as a person. I've watched your interviews. You're a good guy.
Oh, yeah, that's, like, literally what I was going
to
say.
And you can rap. But, bro, the first time I heard Minnesota, I remember this. Shout out to David Derude and Jack Rooney in high school, bro. And Samson. They were walking down the second floor. They were just walking around the second floor, blasting a speaker of Minnesota. And I literally, bro, I don't remember who was beside me, but I legit turned around to them. And I was like, did they just record this song? Bro. It was like, I was with Kaz, man. Like, I was like, bro, like, I didn't get it, man. Like,
no,
you thought it was Sam?
Yeah.
No, that's what I mean, man. Like, like Lil Yachty again, if you ever hear this, like, I really fuck with you as a person. Bro. And the image you put for yourself.
A with T Grizzly?
He's good, man. He's crazy.
Bro, that's what I mean. D to the A or A to, like, bro, he can rap. He actually has bars. But that song,
Bro, let me just say though,
it's hilarious.
The entire album Teenage Emotions, what was that, bro?
I'm sorry, I didn't listen.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Bro, like there was one song that caught to me because of the beat.
Yeah.
It was Peekaboo or whatever.
You know? Yeah, she blow my dick like a cello.
Yo, but I swear, yo, but that's what I mean. Like he came back. He's like, bro, that's what I thought at the time. I thought a cello was a wind instrument.
And that's why I fuck with him as
a person.
Yeah,
you know?
Bro, like
he's a chill guy, and he's pronounced as the king of teens, which I fuck with that title.
Yeah, bro. The other thing is, I haven't listened to Teenage Emotions, but I fuck with the cover heavy.
Yeah,
because he gave himself the title of king of teens or whatever that was, mm-hmm. and like that cover art was so inclusive. Like it had like every like. Just different type of person that like and like it like if you are a millennial or whatever generation Z or whatever like we are like and you look at that title you're like oh wow this guy really like does represent us like even you know what I mean like
it's, yeah it's like really cool. he and I just find it amazing though that he gets this crazy production he gets all this
like bro it's because of the machine bro like
yeah you,
like it's. Again, like just looking business wise, bro, QC as a label is insane.
Oh yeah. Oh my
insane,
God.
Bro. Do you like bro, all the acts that they have now?
Oh, Atlanta.
Bro, like literally bro, Migos, Lil Baby, by affiliation Gunna. That he's not signed with them, I don't believe. Oh, he's with Young Slime, right? Yeah, but he's with Thug, but Lil Baby, Migos, fucking who I'm City Girls, Cardi by affiliation, I'm missing so oh Yachty, mm-hmm. like they're running the game, bro. They almost signed JID.
Oh
yeah, like he was gonna
he
sign with them.
In Dreamville though,
yeah,
100%. He belongs
but, like,
there.
He was gonna sign with them, but then he J. Cole's management or whatever, like the team hit him up saying that J. Cole wants to meet with him. And then he took the meeting with Cole and decided to go with Cole instead of QC.
Yeah.
But imagine if JID. Went with too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Actually, it's crazy. It's funny. So I thought that Cole found Earth Gang through JID. He actually found JID through Earth Gang, which is actually interesting as shit. Like that was something interesting just for the Cole fans out there. But man, yeah, bro. R&B, right?
What even is R&B at this point?
Bro,
oh my god, goodness.
That's crazy, man. But yo, yeah, back to the first question I asked. What are you listening to these days? Oh man, this is gonna be fun. Literally, bro, like
yo, we had five things on the agenda.
We didn't hit any of them.
We didn't hit any of them.
Oh man.
We went from talking about
R&B to R&B, Weekend to Drake
to Nerf guns to technology and AI. Like, what is this?
Oh man,
you gotta love the process,
yeah,
though.
Man. Yo, facts. So, man. Yo, what are your artists to look out for in 2019, other than us?
Okay. Obviously, my list is going to be different than you guys
because
I listen to more R&B.
For sure, but that's why these listeners are going to love you because, you know, they're not always going to get a hip-hop. They're going to get
exactly
an assortment.
One person I'm definitely, like, boosting a lot this year is L.A. Like, I told you, he just came out with an album, Trouble in Paradise.
Nice.
It is amazing. Really? You listen to that track, track per track, mm-hmm. all in a row, mm-hmm. which I love albums like that, mm-hmm. where you can listen to it all the way through.
Yeah.
Man, it is legendary.
Bro, that's the art. That's the shit that I'm trying to do, man.
That's like, the art of music, man. I find that, you know, so many artists are doing it for the clout. So many artists are mm-hmm. doing it for, you know, for the fame, for all this.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
People are forgetting the art behind music. That, yeah. It's the same thing with dance too. You know, like with any form of art, like mm-hmm. it's an art.
Yeah, bro. That's the one thing is like art is now like everybody wants to do it because it's so like accessible. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like I feel like it all comes with time. Like sure, there's so much dilution, but mm-hmm. like at the same time, the cream rises to the top. I firmly always believe like it's just like the people that are really good are the people that are going to put in the work to like because they love this shit. You know what I mean? Like
I find the people that are passionate about music for real, not the ones that are like passionate about it because they're doing something good with it.
Yeah.
Like that makes such a huge difference. Because it's kind of like I chose my career choice. You know, I was starting out in uni doing economics and stuff like that, and I hated it.
Yeah, for sure.
I was able to do it, but I hated it. And I've always loved music. I always loved the art of production and the going behind the music the process of it.
Yeah, for sure.
So like that's the path I want to take now. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people, you know, for them it's like the other way around, you know? Like some people start off with music and they're like forcing themselves into it because it's like, oh, it'll make me money, it'll make me this, it'll make me all this stuff.
It'll give me clout.
Yeah, it'll give me clout. But then they're going to realize, like, I can't do this shit for the rest of my life. I can't do this shit because it doesn't make me happy. It's just, you know, it's whatever, like, you know? So then they miss out on that.
If you love it, then you're going to stick with it. If you don't, like, that's why I'm not mad, bro. Like, that's why, like, a lot of people, like, are pissed about, like, yo, like, everybody wants to be a rapper nowadays. It's like, why not, bro? The thing is, it's like, you never, like, the thing is, bro, like, sure, we're, like, pursuing music, right?
Yeah.
But what if we're, like, the best fucking, like, javelin thrower and we never just apply ourselves? You know what
exactly.
I mean? Like, you know what I mean? You like, know? It's cool. Like, the thing is with art is that it's art. So, like, if everybody's, like, doing it, like, sure, there's going to be, like, crap music. But at the same time, somebody that never thought of doing music is going to do music and turn into, like, the next Beethoven. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, the fact that anybody can do it, like, bro, think about it. Like, back in the day, there was, like, 20 people that had to greenlight that one album. And if your single didn't pop, then you were fucked. You know how many, like, Michael Jacksons and Princes didn't make it because they didn't meet the right person?
Yeah.
Now, like, the next Michael Jackson can just get on Instagram or Twitter and just, like, sing over, like, some beat he found on YouTube.
Shout out Michael Trapson.
Yo, that's an amazing video, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man.
Anyways, continuing with your
bro, it's like with everything in life, there's two ways of looking at it. It's like you can either be pessimistic or optimistic. Like I choose to be optimistic because like I'm not about to spend like my entire life being I'm not gonna spend my entire life looking at the like downside of things. Like it's just life's too long and too short to do that. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's like if I know I'm gonna die tomorrow, like I'm gonna regret if I spend the entire day like just like shitting on everything. You know what I mean? Like just like there's two ways to build a tallest building in town. Like build bigger than everybody else or like that's like it's
there was a tweet that I saw that was actually like great. I forget who tweeted it, but it was like if you quit music because you didn't get enough clout or you didn't get enough fans, then you were never meant for it in
facts,
the first place.
Factual, bro.
It's true. Like, you know, like and that's what I mean. A lot of people are doing it for clout and I find that that's kind of killing the whole point of music at the same time, you know?
Yes and no, bro, because the thing is like with music, sports, comedy, all of these things are pillars of in our society because it provides escapism, you know what I mean? Entertainment, all of these things, they provide us with escapism. So, and like art itself is like something that no matter what, even if it just ebbs and flows, man. Like literally, like there was a point where like in the courts of like kingdoms, like there was the jester, and he was paid by the king.
Mm-hmm.
Now the jester is the person with all the power. You know what I mean? Like people are buying tickets to see him. You know what I mean? You know, like it's just like, and like it just ebbs and flows, man. Yeah. Like it, like right now, it's such a dilution of everybody wanting to do it that because again, technology is so new, man. It's like it's so young that like there's no like filtration process and stuff. You know what I mean? So everybody's gonna want to try it because they see like that one clip goes viral and you're set for life, bro. If you're smart enough, just like going back to that the Kylie conversation, if you're able to capitalize on that moment, you can turn that into an entire career.
You can.
And like everybody's, but that's the other thing. Everybody's just chasing that one clip. You know what I mean? That one one song. You know, it's they're not thinking past that. They're not trying to build something. You know what I mean? They're just chasing something. And that's what, like, if you're really serious about music, it's like you have to put in the foundation to build something. Mm-hmm. And that goes back to signing. You know what I mean? It's like if you build something, you're not going to need to sign. Excuse me. Like, for example, Chance and Tyler, that, like, I look up to these guys because they wanted, from a young age, they wanted to build their own shit. Like, Tyler especially, like, when he popped off, bro, everybody wanted to sign him. Like, mm-hmm. even Rick Ross wanted to sign him. You know how crazy it would be if that guy was signed to MMG?
Oh, my God.
Like, next to Meek Mill. Like, like, no, but, like, literally... In interviews, Tyler would be like, I'm not signing with anybody. I'm trying to build my own shit. You know what I mean? And now he literally has a Flognaw festival.
Yep.
That's crazy, man. And he owns all of his shit. And like
this Loiter Squad.
Oh, bro. Man. But that, again, bro. That's he literally what I mean. Did whatever the fuck he wanted because he realized that, yo, if I like this, somebody else is going to like this. And I'm not going to chase what everybody else wants me to make. I'm going to make what I want to make. And people that fuck with me are going to fuck with me. And they're going to want to give me money because they actually fuck with what I do. Factual. Instead of me chasing what everybody else wants me to do. And I want them to give me money. No. I'm going to give you something dope. And if you want to give me money, that's how I'm going to make money. You know what I mean?
Factual.
Like, it's just, that's all it comes down to, bro.
That is, it is really what it comes down to at the end of the day.
Yeah, bro.
You know, you got to stick with your craft. You got to stick with what you like to do because there's someone out there that does like it and who knows.
Bro,
you know?
Like, I always say this, bro. Like, people ask me all the time, yo, do you go back and listen to, your first couple songs? It's like, bro, every couple months I do just because I need to humble myself because I don't understand why anybody... encourage that shit, bro. It's so trash. But like, again, if you want to get better at it, bro, like, people think, oh, I just because I started putting out shit like in the past like year and a half, right? So people think like, oh, like he's like just like he's seeing the wave and he wants to like hop. Bro, I've been writing since I was 5 years old.
Oh, I know that.
Like people don't know that. It's like, bro, I've been like literal dreams. Like people say I've dreamed of this shit. Like literal, like I remember like. As a kid, like, I had two dreams. One was a nightmare. The other was a dream, like recurring dreams. It would be me performing on stage, and then the other one was I would wake up in the middle of the night, turn in bed, and beside me would be the Michelin Man, and it scared the shit out of me as a kid.
Bro, like, I don't know what kind of kinky shit you're into, bro, but like
no. like he would be staring at me with a knife, like oh my god. No, like it was the nightmare because like I thought he was gonna kill me. And like for the longest time I couldn't watch Michelin Man like commercials. Like it fucked with me, bro.
I'm sorry I'm laughing, but like
oh no, I find it hilarious, bro. I've already like oh my it's god. Crazy, bro.
Shit.
Like, yeah, bro. Yo. Like, but again, that two recurring nightmare, like I've wanted this shit for the longest time. It's just like now, like it was only recently that I had the balls to do it. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like
that's the one thing too with me as well. Like my parents always known I've always been a creative person ever since I was like born, basically. You know, they've always known I've had that creative mind, and especially with music as well.
Yeah.
And they've always known. And the thing is, like, when I started getting into university and stuff like that, and like they were supporting of it. They're like, yeah, you know, going to uni, whatever. Yeah. But then I was so nervous to tell my parents that like I don't want to do this anymore. Yeah. I want to do music. I want to be audio engineer, things like that.
Yeah.
And I was so scared to tell them. And then when I tell them, they were like, oh, we know. I was like, what the hell? Why didn't you say anything? And then they're like, we wanted you to figure it out on your own.
That's what it is. Like,
you know,
like people will say, oh, you wasted a year of your life going to uni. But it's like, nah, bro, like, everything that's happening right now, like, it's perfect timing.
It is.
Bro, like...
Literally, you were saying that before, like right now, we don't know... Back then, if we wanted to pursue this, we didn't know as much as we do now.
Bro, again, like, and if you... I keep saying this to, like, everybody that's feeling down right now. Literally, I think I tweeted it. It's either I tweeted it or I have it in drafts. No, I think I have it in drafts. Like, but, like, bro, like, if you told me a year ago... Like, all the shit that's happening now is happening to me. I would have screamed. I wouldn't have believed you, bro. I would have screamed with joy. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm literally, bro, I work. I eat, sleep, shit, like, work, make actual money. Like, I'm working full time, and I just get to make music. Like, that's my life, you know what I mean? I don't, like, even in high school, it was like, oh, yo, you have to go out, like, if you want, like, to keep your friend group, you have to go out, you have to do shit. Like, I have my circle of people. They know I don't fuck with going outside. Like, I just want to stay in the studio, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, and I'm okay with that, you know what I mean? I've won, and, like, literally, in August, I'm moving to Toronto, which is the city I've wanted to live in for the longest time, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be going to Recording Arts Canada to study to become an audio engineer. Like, if you told, and the biggest thing, not only my parents, but my entire family is 1,000% supportive of me doing music. Bro, if you told me all this shit, I wouldn't have believed you. Like, literally a year ago, man. And then, like, I also, not to put him on blast, but shout out to George. A year ago, I remember, just as a joke, he was like, because I was dropping, because I was in this paralysis where I didn't want to release shit, right? So I was just I got over that by dropping a song every other week. And when I was doing that, my buddy George, just as a joke, he was like, yo, I'm T. Shandy, all my songs on Spotify have less than 1,000 plays, blah, 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 right? He said it as a joke, just like when you're clowning your friends, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But like now, like, 4 of my top songs have over 1,000 plays, and I have like 6 other songs, probably not 6, but like I have like a couple other songs that have like over 1,000 plays, and like it may not sound like much, but bro, that's progression, bro.
Well,
like
Royals almost at 1K.
Yo, let's go. Royals almost at 1K. Go play that shit, bro. It's like 50 away. Yo, again, bro, it's just like small wins, man. Building off small wins. That's the shit, man.
That's
like,
what it is. And at the end of the day, I'm just happy I'm doing what I'm doing. I don't care if I have one fan at the end of the day. If I have one person just moving my music, I don't care. I just love it. I love the art of making music. Like, the process of it is so much fun, especially when you do it with people that have the same visions and things like that. Like you, like T. Shandy, Cosmic Mind, and now Tiger. Yo, you know, Leo, Osav, yeah. Man, these guys, they let me into their group.
Surf Gang.
Yeah, and honestly, like, I've never met such creative individuals in my entire life, and I really believe that we do have something so different to offer.
Bro, we're the next we're the next ASAP Mob, the next Pro Era, the next Odd Future. Like, we're next up, bro. Like, whether it takes a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, like,
we have the time.
We're fucking the game up. Yeah. Like,
we're gonna
everything.
Change it up.
We're literally, like, from production to music to film to like all forms of entertainment. That's why we started this podcast, bro. Like it's probably gonna get like 2 plays for the first 2 years, but like it's gonna be a top 100 podcast by the time like this shit is said and done. Like
Surf is gonna be a brand,
bro.
It's gonna be its own thing. It's gonna like I know people are probably gonna listen to this and be like, "This is so cringe," but I don't care. You know, like it's like
My thing is it's like, going to happen. Yo, I'm happier than you. like you can't tell me shit, bro. Like, cool, it's cringe. Go back to your sorry life. Like, it's like obviously, like, you probably have a great life. But all I'm saying is, like, I don't care about your opinion, bro. I'm happy. Like,
I'm happy, like, doing what I love. I'm happy, you know, selecting the path that I'm down, down. And I have support from my family, have support from my friends as well. They really believe that not just me, but us as a group and things like that, like we're capable of amazing things. Yeah. My parents know that, and that's the best support that I can get.
Bro, like, the best thing, like we're just starting out, right? And we don't have that many plays or that many followers, but, like, the best feeling is when you get hit up by some random kid that just found your music in the middle of fucking Portland.
Yeah.
And they're like, yo, I just found your music. I don't know why you only have 75 views. Yeah. You should, I don't know why you haven't blown up. Bro, you can't top that feeling. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and just getting messages like that, like, every day, like, that's, like, the fact that people appreciate my music, I already won.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's
those people that message you randomly, the ones you don't know.
Yeah, bro.
That, like, message you and they go like, hey, man, like, I really fuck with your sound.
Yeah.
I really fuck with what you're doing. Like, keep going with it. Yeah, and I'm just like, yeah, I'm gonna keep going with it, bro.
Bro, like, it's just like, That's what it is, bro. Like, it all just comes down to knowing what you want, man. Like what is it really that's gonna bring you happiness? Is it money? Is it doing what you love? Is it being accepted by everybody else? Like, what is it?
I'm gonna tell you right now. You know I'm broke as fuck right now. I am literally broke. Yeah. Because I haven't had a job in like a while, and I'm still job searching right now.
Yeah.
And I'm literally broke. But let me tell you,
you're the happiest you've ever been.
I'm happy as fuck. Huh. Money is the last thing that makes you happy. It's convenient to have, of course. You know, it's a tool.
That's how you maneuver through the game of life.
But at the end of the day, man, like, I'm sitting here making a podcast. I know I have zero money in the bank right now, and literally that's the last thing on my mind, bro. I'm racking up the credit cards, man.
Bro, it's fucking crazy. Like, I came back from Sri Lanka on the week of payday, so it's been 3 weeks, and I still haven't got, like, I just started working again because I got back, was sick as shit for like 5 days, so I couldn't work.
Yo, sinus infection.
Sinus infection and flu, bro. Like, I was dead. And then, like, literally, so, like, I haven't, like, had money for 3 weeks, like, type of thing. You know what I mean? Okay. But again, bro, like, literally, I'm fine. If I get to, like, if I can make a living off of music and, like, I have to live in an apartment, I'm going to be the happiest motherfucker in that apartment complex. Like the fact that, like, I'm just, bro, if I can just make a living off of what I can do, of what I like to do, and like just being creative, and I can take care of myself and my own, that's it. Like, the only financial goal I have is like pay off like my parents' debts and retire them. That's it. Yeah. Like, I don't care if I have to mop floors for the rest of my life, as long as I get to do what I like to do. I've won, bro.
My goal is to get my dad a Tesla. He deserves that shit.
Bro, I'm not a car person, but like the one car that I want to get is a McLaren. That's not going to be for like 10 years or some shit, just because that's $1 million car. And I'm not about to. Bro, that's the other thing, bro. Like, really think about this shit.
I'm going to be real. I'm going to just get one car for myself.
The thing is, it's like, I don't understand these rappers that tour like 30 weeks out of the year. And they have 10 cars. It's like, bro, you're not even home to drive them. And they live in, like, New York. Like, bro, it's like, take the subway.
Let's be real here. If we were to have that kind of money, we'd probably understand.
Yes and no. Like, I don't understand the car. Like, unless I have a family, I don't understand why I have more than one car. Yeah. Like, well, but the thing is, I'm a creature of habit, right? So, like, I don't need much. Like, it's cool. Like, the thing is like, This is how I think about just shit, like, just like, because I plan out my life. Like, okay, I was talking to my buddy Keegan MPV, and I was just telling them about the music plan, like just releases and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like talking about stuff in October and stuff, and they're like, "Yo, you plan ahead." I was like, "Really? Like that's planning ahead?" Like, because for me, like, I have like yearly goals that I want to reach, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like all my like decisions and stuff that I do today is predicated on reaching that goal. Obviously, like, I have stuff that I want to do 40 years down the line, but like, I'm not worrying about that day to day. You know what I mean? Like, so what was I talking about?
About buying multiple cars or whatever.
Oh yeah. For me, like, I plan to be touring. Like I want to tour, and like, that's how artists make money, is by touring. Right. So like, I'm not even going to buy a house until I have a family, because like, that doesn't make sense. I'm just going to rent, because like, I know I'm going to be going from like country to like city to city to like collab with artists and stuff. Like, so like, why do I need to spend money on a mortgage on a house?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm just going to rent a crib that is going to be my base.
Airbnb that bitch.
No, like, lease a place. You know what I mean? Like,
or buy a place, rent it out to people.
Oh, no, like, that, real estate is going to be a game, bro, because the American dream that's being sold is right now is stupid, because you should just be renting houses.
Mm-hmm.
A mortgage is, like, such a bad asset if you're not stable financially. Like, what's happening in, well, what is, like, the housing market in Europe is actually completely renting because of how much it costs to actually buy a house. People just rent. And that's what I believe is going to happen in the North American housing market, is it's going to be so high that the wealthiest people are just going to buy houses and neighborhoods and they're going to rent it out. So like, if you can get it, like if you can get into the real estate market and actually just buy houses and stuff that you can rent, then that's a big money. Like literally, bro, like just like if you're renting a house for like $1.5K, and you don't have to pay the you have a house and you're renting it out to somebody, like to a tenant, and they're paying for all the utilities and paying you a like $1.5K or $2K for actually to rent the house.
Yeah,
all you have to pay is the property tax because it's under your name.
Yep.
So like, depending on how much that is, depending on where you are, and then, by the way, to everybody listening to America, in like US, like this may be different legally because you're in the US, we're in Canada, but like the only thing you'd have to pay is property tax. So literally that's just a form, like a stream of income every month. You're making like a grand or two just off of owning a house. You know what I mean? And like, just like, it's like, so like stuff like that is like, I'm thinking way past music, like wealth wise, bro. Like I'm like, for me, again, like I want to do big shit. You know what I mean? I would be happy just living in an apartment, but I'm doing big shit. You know what I mean? I'm gonna do big shit. Like the money I make from music is reinvested into businesses, properties, and everything.
Yes,
I'm trying to be a billionaire, bro. Like that's what it is, bro. I love business. I'm like, I love being creative, but I also love business. I was going to school for business.
Well,
but
even with business, like
but that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, so literally, I'm using that creativity to, I mean, that business knowledge to make this music thing happen. And then, this guy's laughing because I'm talking with my hands. But, and then from there, like, I'm going to go full businessman, bro. Like, that, I'm trying to do that shit. And then be a billionaire, and then we change the world. We actually go around the world helping actual people. Like, yes, Akon, sir. Bro. Akon is the GOAT, bro.
Oh, yeah, I best believe I'm going to be helping my people out in Peru, bro, like 100%.
Sri Lanka, we turning into a first world country, bro. Yeah. Like, nah, like, Akon, bro, this guy, like, literally is providing electricity all throughout Africa. This guy, he owns his own gas, like, he has a gas station on his land. Bro, do you know how amazing that is? That's what independence is, bro. He never has to pay for gas. Just think about that. let's say you're really driving around. So like that's a week, every week and a half you fill up a full tank. That's 52 weeks. So let's say like a third of that, which is what? 20, so like 17 weeks. So 17 times 50, which is, I'm gonna take out my phone.
I spend $60 a week on gas.
$60.
Oh my god, $60 a week.
And that's the voice of Kaz McMine. So $60 times 52, all right? That's $3,120 a year, right? So imagine not having to spend that money. Like you just have $3,000 a year. And that's just a car, right? Like, this guy, he's a genius. He's completely independent. Like, from, like, he doesn't have to wear, like... Like, people have this shit fucked up, man. Like, you don't need the most money. It's about being self-aware and being independent. Like, the one thing is, bro, like, I was listening to a Killer Mike interview, and, like, he was talking about how he knows how to hunt and garden. Bro, if Costco shuts down, like, if all... Bro, look, bro. If all these fucking, like, supermarkets and all these, like, grocery stores shut down for a week... You know how many people would be fucked up because they don't know how to grow their own food or hunt their own food? I'm one of them. like I was really thinking about it. I was like, bro, I'd be fucked. Like, you know what I mean? Like people that, like, being able to be independent, that's such a big thing. Like, you know, like we're so, like, in our positions, just where we live, we're so, like, privileged, like, just, like, like, we're taken care of a lot, you know what I mean? Just being in North America, bro. Like, if everybody was able to see where we ranked in the 7.7 billion people in this world, you know how humbling that would be?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. If you make more than, I think it's like $30,000 a year, you're in the 1% of this world.
Shit.
Bro, like, literally back home when I was in my grandparents' house, I had to ration a water, like, a cold water bottle because we had to boil the water to kill all the shit. You know what I mean? Like, they had to have a well, but, like, you have to still, like, cure the water, right?
Yeah, it's like
and
in Peru.
It's like, yeah. It's like, bro, it's like plus 27 and I'm drinking warm water.
Yeah.
Bro, we take water for granted, bro. It's crazy, man. Like it's just like
that's how it is, man. Like
I don't know where this conversation started, bro. Like, I don't know. When you get me talking, bro, like
yo, I'm just telling you right now that entire conversation about like the if all the grocery stores were to shut down, that remind me of the power outage we had in Canada. Remember that?
Oh, yo, the tornado.
When the tornado hit and like freaking everywhere was just cut off except for that one section where it had a Domino's.
Oh, yeah. That was crazy. We went to that Domino's.
Yo, like, I remember I went and it was a war zone. You just see everyone like freaking making dough. They're like, get the fucking sauce, like, go. Oh my god, that was just the power out for like not even, you know, it just went out, like the power just went out,
yeah,
and everyone was going crazy.
Yeah,
it was insane, and that really does worry, you know, me a little bit, because I don't know how to hunt. I don't know how to, you know, do that, you know. I know how to cook, but I don't know how to hunt for that stuff, you know. But oh my god.
Oh, I'd be vegetarian so quick. Like my
I'd be
like,
eating grass.
Like, no, it's like so much easier to learn how to like garden than to like hunt. So like I just end up and like
I mean, low-key, I kind of learned how to garden from my mom.
Yeah, exactly. So like but so. It takes time too.
You know? Oh yeah. Like, oh my god.
So like
also in this climate, fuck that shit.
Oh yeah, that's the other thing. When we live in Canada, like
and coldest capital in the world, you know, like maybe not the best man. Way.
Like I don't understand, like, how did you, mom, dad, how did you pick Canada, like, Ottawa specifically, out of everywhere in the world, bro? Like,
out of everywhere.
Like, don't get me wrong, I'm eternally grateful.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, really? Like, was it just like, okay, blindfold on, spin around, and, like, pick the tail on the donkey? You know? Like,
Ottawa's the capital, so it must be big.
Oh man, nah, it's a boring. Like, I love Ottawa, but it's a boring city.
Oh, it's a. Oh, God. Like, Blues Fest? Like, come on, man. I used to love that shit, but now I'm seeing the lineups.
Okay, come
man.
On, man. It's not that bad. Everybody's shitting on Blues Fest. It's not bad, man.
It's not that bad. That's what I mean. Like, I hate it when people go, like, yo, it's freaking garbage. That's how I'm like, do you know who's coming this
Logic's
year?
Coming this Logic, year. Logic. Logic. Like, that itself sold me. Like, I'm
DJ
buying
Mustard,
a ticket to go here.
Murda Beats.
Yeah, bro, Kanon, what is...
Yo, the biggest one, bro...
Snoop Dogg.
Don't even... Yo, Snoop
Dogg's
Dogg,
coming.
And not even... Yo, like...
You know the amount of weed that's going to be smoked? It's legal.
Since it's legal.
It's legal. You know how...
you don't have to bring anything, bro. We a hot box in the fucking air, bro. Like,
that's crazy, bro.
Oh, my God. You're just going to get high off the fumes just walking around that shit. Yo, but the biggest one, though, don't roast me. Fucking Backstreet Boys. They were my shit.
What do you mean? That's not roasting, bro. That's
they
amazing.
They were my shit when I was younger, man. I used to have an MP3 player.
I mean, you're a loser, but
oh,
I get it.
Yo, it's fine. Yo, I'm okay with being a loser. Nah, yo, I had an MP3.
Factual, bro. Like, call
I'm okay
with
being a loser and a weirdo, you know? Like, I'm perfectly comfortable with that. And you know who made me comfortable with that? Donald Glover.
Yo, Donald Glover's the GOAT, bro.
He is the GOAT. Oh man,
I'm waiting on that album, bro, and that collab album with Chance. Where it at?
Oh, that's like the Kendrick and Cole album. That's never gonna happen.
Don't even get me started on that shit, bro. Oh my fucking god. But yo, we're about an hour and 15 minutes into this shit, man. Like, we've talked about nothing for the past
nothing
hour
on the agenda.
And 15 minutes, but it's been a good combo, man.
It's
Enjoy
been a
this.
Good time, man.
So yeah, man, what do you got going on? We should sign off soon.
Yeah. Well, I have a lot of singles coming out, like, ready to go.
Hey,
That's
what's up.
I'm trying to collab with more artists in Ottawa, but over top, I'm trying to collab with more people in surf. So you're going to see a lot of collabs with Kaz McMine. Mm-hmm. Actually, him and I got a 2-track EP coming out soon. And you'll guys see the trailer for that.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes,
soon.
Sir.
It's going to be a good time. Shandy, obviously, we're always cooking. He's always over.
Always cooking.
Always over at Lavish Studios. Always getting me to mix and master his stuff. So that's fun. And yeah, and Tiger, you know, I'm waiting for his verse on a track that I sent him.
Oh, and don't sleep on Ol' Sav. This man's got videos coming too.
I'm waiting for that guy, man.
Bro, Ol' Sav about to fuck the game up.
Like, I found you guys didn't introduce me to him. I found him because
One of us reposted his tracks on SoundCloud. Yeah,
like
one of you guys
reposted it, and it was like a picture of like a purple octopus, and like how I knew him from, and I was like, yo, he actually like can spit, like he's actually in. And I was like, I mean, like
Surf's gonna change the game, bro. People are sleeping, but it's okay. We're gonna fuck it up.
We're gonna fuck it up, and you know, but yeah. I'm excited, and and of course with my music, I'm trying to experiment with as many sounds as
For sure, bro.
Like I feel like lately before I was kind of doing what everyone else is doing,
chasing
and then,
the sound,
and it wasn't even like what I like to do.
Facts.
But now it's like I'm starting to make tracks that I like to do. And I'm loving like incorporating Spanish into my songs and like sounds and stuff like that.
Do what you love, man. Like that's the thing. If you fuck with it, there's gonna be somebody else that fucks with it.
Yeah,
and that's like, the thing about content, man. It's subjective.
Yeah, and like I've been practicing singing as much as I can. Like if you hear my first singing song, which is Attached, to now, like the singing difference.
Actually,
I fuck
with Attached though.
Attached is a good song. It's a good song. Cringy, but it's a good song.
It's just corny. The writing. Writing wise, like like back then you couldn't count syllables and measures. Now you can. Yeah. Like the writing, like, it's gone.
And you guys
so
helped me
better.
Out with that a lot. That's what,
bro. That's what that's what happens.
And that's
when
the
you
thing
work
I like
people.
About us too.
Bro,
we help each other out.
Bro,
in different
I'm I can envision a track so much better now because of how many times I've sit in the studio with you when you're mixing my shit. Like now, like we used to have to like figure out different shit to do. Now when I'm recording and when I'm writing, I'm thinking of the like end product. I'm thinking of the mixing, mastering. Oh, I can do this with my voice so that when we go mix, we can do this. You know what I mean? Like that's what happens, man. When you put yourself, you become the people that you keep around. You become the company you keep. Mm-hmm. So like when you put yourself like around people that are as ambitious as you, like that's what happens. You become better. You always want to work. You always want to progress and be better. Yes, so yo, that's dope, man. So like everybody, make sure go check out all of D-Lad's new music. He's gonna be dropping. I just dropped Mr. Miyagi. She's fire.
She fucking slaps. Bro.
Music video out now. Run those numbers up.
Best believe I added that eagle in for a reason.
Exactly.
And then we figured out it wasn't even a fucking eagle sound.
Bro, that's a story for another time.
Yeah, it is a story
but,
for another time.
Yeah, man, Top Floor out now. Keep streaming Theory of Karma. We got more singles on the way. We got an EP dropping this summer and then an album.
Yes,
album.
Sir.
Next album sir. About to be crazy.
And best believe I'm going to mix and master that shit.
Exactly. So thank you for listening. This is another episode of Surf Radio. Peace.
Peace.